Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. As we face trials or tribulations, we can stand victorious because of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We have a choice to either allow the world to shake us or to remain immovable in our trust in God. So let us be determined in all circumstances to stop, pause, and pray about everything. Let's feed ourselves spiritually every day to keep the enemy at bay and to enable us to be a shining light to the world around us. May we boldly declare, we will not be shaken because we stand immovable in our trust in God. Our scripture for today is from Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. So let us be determined this week to be obedient in responding to God's call and wise in our choices. How intentional are we about following God's promptings? What effect has our obedience or disobedience had on us and those around us? May we ask God for wisdom and good discernment through His Spirit as we pray, seek, and listen, allowing Him to lead us on the path He has for us. Let's trust Him to help us to not fall under the traps of the enemy, but to prevail in victory through His might and strength. And may we be sober-minded and vigilant, standing firm on our faith and under the protection of our most awesome Heavenly Father. May we accept the invitation to rest in God's presence, our stronghold and place of safety. Are we so distracted by the busyness and craziness of the world we live in that we starve ourselves of God's goodness, grace, and love? Do we forget that we are empowered by His life-giving word, His truth, and His Spirit to strengthen us and to give us wisdom? May we decide to stop. Stop striving and running in reaction to the worries and calamities of this world. We are invited to sit under the shadow of our Most High, to be still enough to hear His voice, His leading, His words of affirmation, and His promises over our lives. Every day, we can find the light in His loving care, protection, and provision. Our first response in any situation should be to pause and to pray to our Heavenly Father for wisdom and for clear direction on our next step. When we rest under God's protection, we can be still and know that He is in control. We don't need to be shaken or fearful. We can stand up and walk in faith, secure in the immovable, unshakable hope we have in our rock and strong foundation, Jesus, our light, Prince of Peace, and the hope of this world. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father God, thank you that you already have a path and a plan laid out for us. Lord, help us to hear you. Help us to obey you. Help us to not be distracted by the schemes and the tactics of the enemy. May our hearts choose you every day without doubt.
Father God, I just want to honor and worship you, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, I want to thank you that we can sit next to you on your throne, and that the enemy is under our feet through your blood and through the position you gave us as your children. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the one that leads us, that you show us through your word where we must walk, where's your footsteps, your footprints, where we should put our footsteps. Thank you that you've given us your word that's a lamp to our feet and a light to our paths. And Lord, thank you that as your children, we have overcome. As your children, even though the enemy will keep on attacking us, we have overcome through Jesus. I thank you for that, and I pray that you will help us to remember that. Holy Spirit, and clothe each one of us now with your armor, so that we can go into this world armored and strengthened.
Abba Father, we can only praise you and praise you and praise you. And we want to confess that we are human beings and that we are scared and that sometimes we are shaken, but we want to take an authority, everything that you gave, and we want to stand here and say we know where our foundation is, we know what we believe in. And I pray, dear Lord, that where we will shake sometimes, that we will remember that we're human, and we will also remember that you love us, and we will remember that victory is already ours.
Modimo wa ka ke rapella ka Psalme modimo wa ka 105 modimo wa ka verse 2 fitlela ho verse 6 modimo wa ka wena ntate ya matla ohle o re mamele wena modimo wa ka re o rorise ntate ka lebiso la morena Jesu re ya leboha na jwale modimo wa ka le se bakeng sena ntate o tshepahetse modimo o lukile o modimo wa kgotso ntate re ya leboha ka lebiso la Jesu.
Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that we can come and sit in your shade, your life-giving shade, and taste your life-giving fruit. We praise you for that. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.